First of all, just a word of clarification about this campaign, the BDS campaign. The boycott is a boycott against Israel, its institutions, and whoever takes upon themselves to be an ambassador for a representative of these institutions. It is not a boycott against Israelis. If we look back at apartheid South Africa at the time, it took 20 years, but eventually there was a successful boycott, worldwide boycott of apartheid South Africa. That was a blanket boycott. That was a boycott against everything and everyone South African. The case today is very different. It's a very responsible call. There are guidelines about what is boycottable and what is not boycottable. And we talk about all forms of boycott. We talk about, obviously, economic boycott, and I'll talk about that. And then there's also academic and sports and cultural. Then you have divestments, which is whoever is invested in Israel can pull out their money, their investments. So for example, this university, if it is invested in companies that are involved in violating international law and supporting Israeli crimes, I don't know if it happens in Slovenia, it happens in many universities in the States, for example, then you can have a divestment campaign asking for the university to pull out their money from that is invested in Boeing or Caterpillar or some Israeli company that's involved in these things. Or you can have a pension fund that is invested in all kinds of different companies and you can ask them to pull out the money. And then you have sanctions. Sanctions is something that can be done only by international bodies like the UN and the EU maybe.